Many, many years ago, in the most beautiful part of India, there was a huge castle. In that castle was a handsome king called Anthanas and a queen called Chana. They both had two babies called Diva and Savita. They were twins and very, very naughty. There was a big war in India at that time, so the king decided to move to England with his family. They travelled by boat. It took a month and the girl suffered with seasickness. When they arrived at England, they missed the colours of India and felt cold to the bone. Their new home was in the countryside, in a cottage. They started to move some of their luggage into their new house, but they couldn't fit the rest. 5 years later, when the girls were older, their father said, "Don't pick any flowers, they're poisonous." But the girls didn't listen. They went to pick flowers, the poisonous ones. They gave the flowers to their mother, who didn't know that they were poisonous. Queen Chana thought the flowers were beautiful and put them in her bed. In the morning, Diva and Savita found their mother dead in her bed. The twin sisters looked at each other with guilt and horror. Oh no! Their father's words were bouncing in their heads. If only we could turn the clock back. Oh no, what have we done? Cried Diva. We should have listened to father's word, replied Savita. Why didn't you listen to me? I told you those flowers were poisonous, raged the king. Diva and Savita were horrified with the pain they had caused their father. They knew they must find a way to make amends to their father. When Diva and Savita told their father, he smashed the flower pot, bang, with a fiery rage. Then he prayed to God that this was only a dream. Diva and Savita, at their mother's deathbed, was crying and regretting their murder. If only someone could help us bring Mum back to life, sighed Savita. Just then, a wise sage appeared in the room. Pa-ching! I am here to help you. Listen, you must find the poly flower which will bring your mum back to life. The flower is hidden in a secret garden, whispered the sage. He then disappeared. Diva and Savita listened carefully to the sage's words. The next morning, they woke up early and hurried to the secret garden to fetch the poly flower to bring their mother back to life. I found it! I found the poly flower we've been looking for! Savita shouted loudly. Well done, Savita! Now we can hurry home before father wakes up, replied Diva. So they hurried home and placed the poly flower into the pot by their mother's deathbed. Diva and Savita waited anxiously for their mother to wake up again. After 5 minutes, their mother began to move. Mother! Diva and Savita cried with happiness. The two girls rushed to find their father to tell him the wonderful news. Diva and Savita were so proud of his two daughters, and the whole family hugged each other. From that day on, the girls always listened to their father's wise words.